talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
That's how we've won all year, team, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you held them to 20 points, man.
Yes, sir.
You gave us a chance at the end, but I got three words for you. You like that? Yeah!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G.
I think this is a breakthrough.
No, it's not a breakthrough.
I think it's a breakthrough.
Not a breakthrough.
I'm pretty sure it's a breakthrough. I'm going to write down breakthrough.
You're writing down breakthrough. It's just a waste of everybody's time.
Break.
That whole pad, you might as well throw it. Does nothing, that pad.
Breakthrough. Anything else on your mind?
I'm cold. Switch up. And then, well, no, I'm cold. All right, bend over. Okay, I'm slipping. And then bad things.
Columns could crumble. The moon could explode. A banshee could scream in the very face of time. And I will not stop watching this vagina.
And now.
Whatever this is, you shouldn't be doing it with the door open.
Our feature presentation.
It is Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It is Monday morning, January 6th.
Hi.
What's happening, people?
Hi.
Good morning.
How's your weekend, Jensen?
Pretty good. A lot of relaxing, a lot of hanging out.
Sweet.
Nothing too nuts. I went to the Clipper game.
Oh.
The one that they won, not the one that they lost.
Okay.
I was very excited about that. Not able to go to many because they're usually at night.
Sure.
These were two matinee games in the weekend, so 12:30 starts.
Both of them?
Yeah.
That's rare.
Yeah, there was a Laker game and I believe a Kings game the night
before. Yes, Saturday night, yeah.
So, the Clippers, as always, get the short end of the stick.
Sure.
And it helps people who do morning radio.
There you go.
So, got to go to a game.
Let's look at it that way.
Yeah.
They helped you. So, not really short end of the stick.
Truly, it's all that matters to me.
There you go.
Very long stick.
Allie?
That sounds personal.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing this music. Because, as everyone knows, today is Epiphany. Mm-hmm. It is Three Kings Day, whatever you want to call it, National Take Down Your Tree Day.
Hallelujah.
I took down my Christmas stuff all weekend. All weekend long. Friday night, I spent one more night with my tree, you can imagine.
Now I'm putting it together. Yeah. Is that why you're in all black today with the veil?
I'm in mourning. Thank you for noticing.
I get it now. I thought it was just a fashion choice.
No, it was a rough weekend, you know, just Friday, spending that last moment with the tree. So around 11 p.m., I was like, God, I'm exhausted, but I got to look at my tree a little more.
Did you say to your tree, thank you for the joy you've given me, or whatever, Marie Kondo, or...
No, because I'm going to bring that tree back out next year. I'm not getting rid of it.
It's never going away.
Yeah, yeah. But it was emotional. And not because I was sad Christmas is over, which I am. I was sad at how much I have and how long it took me. And I actually said to my friend, my top butt hurts. And my friend was like, what does that even mean?
You want to clarify that? Mm-hmm.
It's the area that's not really lower back, but it's literally just top of your butt.
Okay.
From bending and carrying, bringing stuff down a flight of stairs.
Butt fine. Top butt rough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Top butt. Hmm. Top butt.
Top butt.
Yeah, the back, by the way, not the front. Because that something would be very wrong if I was like, my vagina hurts taking down all this stuff.
Top fat?
Yeah, top fat. No, it's top butt. But yeah, it was a long 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Finally finished everything up totally. And by totally, I mean then cleaned and did everything, put everything else back about 4 p.m. yesterday.
Wow.
It was a long weekend.
And then you just sit on the couch and just...
I did.
Weep.
I cried openly.
Openly.
I cried on the way in, listened to my last Christmas carol. That's not true. That would be really psychotic. But yeah, there was a lot of stuff, a lot of bins. Somebody on Twitter made me laugh really hard because I posted a video at Allie McKay on Twitter, and they said, honestly, I thought that was a clearance sale at TJ Maxx.
Oh, no.
It's like it's tough but fair.
Maybe
tough,
you need to go
fair.
Through some of your stuff and perhaps consider.
No, they all bring joy.
Listen, do I have like 17 glittery reindeer? Yeah, but some have like fur on their neck, so they're different. I have too much stuff, you guys. I have too much stuff. But it brings me joy. And it brings people joy that come to my house.
Anything Hanukkah related in there?
Oh, God, no. Why?
Wow. Okay, good point.
Just kidding, Jensen and beer mug.
Well, you're kidding about the joke, but you don't have anything.
No, I have a menorah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
That counts.
I'll allow it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I got a burning bush, but I got to get that checked. What? Sorry.
Yeah. Mm. I had an epiphany. Is that the right word? Epiphany?
Yeah.
Okay. Went to dinner. Uh-huh. And my daughter said, as 100,000 people have told me before, listen, the Impossible Burger, just as good.
Yeah. Oh,
my God. To which I say, it's just not. Stop
no
saying
way.
Yeah,
right?
You've stood strong.
Stop saying that. Yeah. Just look, it might be great.
Yeah.
It's not just as good.
Okay.
As a burger.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, same thing to her. Just listen, okay, I'm glad you enjoy it, but I like...
Do your thing.
Right, mm-hmm. Do your thing, be happy.
But there's blood from it. You've heard like all that stuff.
Sure, of
course. It looks like a burger. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Okay.
We had this conversation with...
Is that the selling point?
People say that all
they
the time.
They do, yes. That's one
there's
of the selling
blood
points.
From it?
That's
to make
a
you,
thing.
To make you think it's meat?
All right.
It's,
yep.
It's okay. One of the things, yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if you remember when Travis Barker came in, he was talking yeah. about his restaurant. He mm-hmm. said the same thing. I was like, just not. Mm-hmm. It
yeah.
isn't.
Yeah.
So my daughter said, try it.
Uh-huh.
And I did. And I'll be damned if it wasn't pretty much the same as meat.
What?
It was really pretty good.
Kevin, are you going to be doing your part now? Not going full vegan, but maybe once or twice a week switching
no,
it up?
Don't be ridiculous.
Okay, all right.
But then I also thought in the back of my mind, there's some sauces and stuff on it, so maybe it's covering it up. Mm-hmm. I didn't say that to my daughter, but it was pretty equal.
Wow.
I mean, it's come a long way. Like, veggie burgers used to be like Frisbees and stuff. Like, this really does taste like... real meat.
Yeah. A veggie
more
burger
than
used
anything
to look
else.
Like mm-hmm. oats and dirt yes. mushed into each other. It, yeah. it wasn't great.
No.
I need meat.
Yeah.
All right.
I need meat.
You've
so
said
it's pretty much
years.
The same.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. What?
Look at you.
Am I growing up?
How many did you have?
Oh, just a tiny bite. What?
Oh, you only have... What? Really? You just
because
had a bite?
Hers?
You didn't have one?
It was hers.
Oh,
I'm not going to order. What are you, crazy?
What? Is meat on the menu this week?
No, I don't like. I'm not going to order it.
Oh my God!
No.
What did you order?
All that from a bite?
Yes.
Oh, well,
you had a normal burger?
God.
I had sliders that were like.
Hold on, hold on. All the right. taste of normal burger was already in his mouth,
yeah.
and then
that's
he ate,
true.
Yeah. And then he ate an Impossible Burger and said this tastes like burger because it already is in his mouth.
That's very possible.
You mostly got bun. I don't even think you got Impossible meat.
It's possible that I didn't get Impossible.
Oh my God.
But what I had tasted just like my burger.
Because you had already had a burger.
Listen, I see that argument. I'm fine with it. And I would have made that argument with anyone else except for my daughter.
Fine with it.
You know what else would taste like burger? The fries and stuff. Like you've already eaten a burger, so it doesn't.
No. It does, if you eat a burger, it doesn't stay there for the rest of your life. Right?
Correct.
Great
but I mean, a couple minutes later, it's still around your mouth.
Nope. Still there. Kevin, burger's still there?
Right now?
Yeah.
Probably. I'm just saying I was surprised by how good it was. That's
excellent.
Because it's great.
From one bite.
I smell like beef, of course.
It was it wasn't a...
I still love that.
It wasn't a large bite, but it was a bite.
Nibble.
Nibble. Mm-hmm.
Will you order it by
no.
its... Oh, my God.
You'll be ridiculous.
There was no point to this conversation.
So you were just like, had a small bite while eating another burger, kind of liked it. That's the...
That's the story.
The core story.
But it's the first time that story ever ended with, oh, it tastes just like a burger.
But would never order
first
it.
First time ever.
But would never order
no,
it.
No, because
baby
I like
steps.
Burgers.
Right.
Baby steps.
So that'd be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Let's talk about today's Kevin DeVito, shall we? Oh.
He has no pizza experience.
Yeah!
Oh, he did it! He did it! I didn't even hear it!
Woo! Kevin caught himself!
Oh, my God, I didn't even hear it. Unbelievable.
Muggs is
all
very
right.
appreciative.
Take it easy! Wow.
Kevin, listen.
So it says five. Yeah.
You've said the name of the show with the man that, rest in peace, is gone for 30 years.
Right.
The fact that you've only done it four times is astounding to me. And you, my friend... should be commended.
Congrats. By the way,
somehow I don't feel that way.
You should. The first time, you really should.
First time he said it, this, like, basically outside of the first intro, he got it done in the first segment. Now you just move on.
Now I move on?
You move on.
Yeah. I practiced over the weekend, just so you know. Practiced.
That's weird.
Said it a bunch. I know. I know it's weird, but I want to get it right.
I know.
And it's not possible.
Well, that's life, man.
All new Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen show today. Great news. Michael Schneider will join us in studio.
Excellent.
Talking about the Golden Globes last night. And he's also got a feature where he's going to tell us about new TV shows we should be watching.
So we don't have to waste all our time.
Correct.
Mele Kaliki Maka.
Right? What's up with Florida on the program today?
Yes.
And you can eat roadkill. All right.
What?
So we'll take a break.
Two different things. What's up with Florida?
I don't know.
You can eat roadkill.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can eat roadkill. Is in Southern California.
You know what? If you eat roadkill right after you eat a burger, it tastes like
just
burger.
Not true.
Let's just go ahead and try it.
It just isn't true, no.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. LA and OC's alternative rock. K-Rock.
Coming up in the next hour, we have Michael Snyder coming in to talk about the Golden Globes. You guys watch?
Mele Kalikimake.
Watch any of that?
I did.
Uh-huh, same, a little bit.
And?
The most boring thing I've seen in quite some time.
I remember thinking last night, hey, is this the last one? Because I don't know that I can take more award shows.
I have a question for you guys. Do you think Ricky Gervais cares about what people think about him? Do you think he...
Are you offended, Jensen?
Do you think he's concerned
about if we're offended?
I'm like, man, calm down, Extreme Jones. Like, it's just like, ugh.
Did you use the words Extreme Jones?
I did.
Okay.
I have hot take Jones.
Here's the thing with that, too. People were like, oh, he killed Hollywood. He's been so much funnier and ripped on people so much more.
I agree.
Than last night.
I think he's extremely funny in his stand-up. I do. Not everyone does.
Yeah.
But last night, he was just mean and not funny.
It's weird. And also, like, it's not like he has, like, an Audi commercial and a Netflix commercial, a show on Netflix and did a Netflix commercial. It's not like he hasn't sold out before. And it was like he was sort of condemning everyone around him for those things.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, dude, you've been right in the mix.
Yeah.
He lives for it, is the thing. Like, for somebody that hates Hollywood so much.
Were you offended, Allie?
I know. It kills me.
I was like, stop it.
It tends to be all of these comics now that go the, oh, everyone's so offended route. You just haven't been funny in a while. Nobody's really offended by what you're saying. You just haven't been funny.
Yeah, I'm not offended when you make fun of, like, Hollywood elites.
No.
No one would be.
No.
Fine.
He had a couple zingers that I was like, all right. But compared to the last four times
where
he's
he was
hosted,
really trying to be
where
funny,
he was biting and funny. That's comedy.
Yeah.
That's great. But
I thought he was terrible last night.
Yeah, he
was. With some exceptions. There were a few jokes that hit, but.
And the whole show was boring. The speeches were boring.
Yeah.
Everything was boring. My God, Beyonce, those sleeves just looked awful. There was so much that they're not fun anymore. These award shows are not. And last night, the Golden Globes were supposed to be the fun one because everyone's drunk.
No one
was wasted.
Well, we don't know about Joaquin Phoenix. He was probably just being Joaquin Phoenix.
He was,
but he could have been drunk.
He was something. Mm-hmm. That was quite the speech.
That was quite the speech.
Yeah, but Mele Kalikimaka will be in a bit to give us the rundown. But in case you're wondering, here's some of the main awards: Best Actor in a Comedy Series, Rami Youssef with the show
Shocker.
Rami.
Shocker! That's the shocker.
And shocked him. And the best was when he got up and he's like, none of you have seen my show. He was so charming. I enjoyed his speech probably the most. Best TV series drama, Succession.
Good win.
Best actress in a TV series, Phoebe Waller-Bridge for Fleabag.
Yeah.
Best
Excellent.
Actor in a television series, Brian Cox from Succession, who said that he shouldn't have won.
Mm-hmm.
So I shouldn't be up here. I shouldn't have won this. Best screenplay, Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Best supporting actress in a motion picture, Laura Dern for Marriage Story.
Thrilled about that.
Best television series, musical or comedy, Fleabag. None of these are. I think these are the order that they happened on stage because I'm like, none of these are in an order where we can follow them. Best actress in a television series, drama, Olivia Colman for The Crown. Best director, Sam Mendes for 1917. Best actor in a supporting role, Brad Pitt for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Does he age?
No. He does look very young.
What is happening to his face? Benjamin Buttons? That was his movie, right?
Maybe it's happening in real life.
Maybe.
What is
he? Wait, hold on. He's 56?
No.
Did I make that
way.
Up? Yeah, he's 56.
What?
Yeah, he's 56
is
years old.
Is he really?
Yeah, Brad Pitt is 56 years old.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Best actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy. I feel like I was the only one excited. Taron Egerton for Rocket Man. It was quite the coup. Nobody thought that would happen. Awkwafina for The Farewell.
That's
she won Best
as well.
Actress.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie?
I didn't.
Didn't either.
Lovely.
I do want to see it.
Oh, it is so, it's so touching and inspiring and beautiful. Best picture, musical, or comedy, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Best actor in a drama, of course, Joaquin Phoenix for Joker. Best actress in a motion picture, Renee Zellweger for Judy. And best motion picture drama, 1917.
Gosh, I love movies.
It's a lot of awards. Nothing funny in between them. Nothing funny with the presenters. Nothing funny, really, with the host.
Will Ferrell was
Will Ferrell was approaching was amusing. Funny. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Up there with Pierce Brosnan. That was the closest thing to comedy, for sure.
I did appreciate the Tom Hanks speech. Always enjoy a nice TED Talk from Tom. A Tom Talk.
A Tom Talk?
He's always great.
Poor guy was so sick, too.
He did sound gross.
Yeah.
But really, truly, America's sweetheart.
Agree.
For sure. Yeah. And the story that the blonde lady don't...
Oh, no, don't worry. We won't help.
Charlize Theron.
Oh. There you go. Congrats.
The story that she told leading into it about when she tried out for the movie with the band that she was in with Thomas.
Nope.
Who cares? Nobody needs to know the movie.
All right.
So she was auditioning, freaking out. It was her first role. She was, like, shaking. She was having a lot of trouble with it. And Tom Hanks said, hey, do you mind? I just need 5 minutes. And so he went outside for 5 minutes. And Charlize Theron said he didn't need 5 minutes. He saw that I needed 5 minutes because I was having a panic attack. And he's just, that's who he is.
That was a beautiful intro.
It is. That's the type of thing he does. So,
is it? Mm-hmm.
Just trying to help you with the movie title.
Wow. I didn't get that either. It was so dumb. Well, that's just what he does. Okay, see, Jensen, you're
trying to help you out.
You did. Thank you. And I made fun.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
Trying to help.
Guys, let's get out of here. Some great birthdays today. Great birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Kate McKinnon, Eddie Redmayne, Norman Reedus, Rowan Atkinson, and Alex Turner from Arctic Monkeys.
Rest in peace, Rowan Atkinson.
No, this is the guy that played the character Bean.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's got it.
The guy that was on this show that's dead.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what's happening.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, KROQ,
K-Rock. And our friend Michael Snyder has joined us.
Licky Maka.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Also known as Brother Mike.
So I have to say thank you to all the listeners throughout the holiday who, whatever they heard, Mele Kaliki Maka, they were at a party, they were at a bar, they took some video, and then they would send me a clip.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, yeah.
I
feel like it's a lot better than the kind of things you get in your DMs, Ali, to tell you the truth.
It's a little bit different.
From the listeners. This was a little more positive.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Less penis.
Yeah. Penis Kaliki Maka today.
Yeah. Thank you. Very sweet.
All right. We have you to talk Golden Globes. Are they still on?
I heard you guys talking a couple breaks ago about it, and this was another weird one.
Mm-hmm.
There was no energy
None.
This year.
Let me ask you a question. Was that because of Ricky Gervais? Because when he came out, his energy was awful. I thought he was mean just for the sake of being mean, and I don't think that about him most of the time.
Yeah.
And he was super low-key and didn't care.
Oh, he didn't care? Where did you come up with that?
I just feel like maybe that set the tone. I don't know, chaps,
it's my last time, so I don't care anymore.
By the way, he has said it's his last time before. Yeah.
Every time he's hosted, he says, this is my last time. So I'm going to give it its all, and I'm going to take down Hollywood.
That's how he can be so edgy, because he's not coming back.
Also, he's drinking a beer, which is crazy.
It's nuts.
Plus, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
You sound offended.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, if you're going to say that, if you're going to do this whole, like, I'm taking on Hollywood, then take on Hollywood.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
There were some good jokes.
I have one talking about the length of movies, which is a problem. And Jensen, by the way, feels all movies.
I've been at the front of this. Mm-hmm. I'm the spokesperson for movies are too long.
Yeah.
So I agree. But this joke was pretty good.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, nearly 3 hours long, Leonardo DiCaprio attended the premiere, and by the end, his date was too old for him. So,
that's like classic Ricky Gervais. That's him. Yeah, that was good.
Good setup, good run. Loved it.
There was just not enough of that. And then the weird thing is, you have Ricky Gervais lecturing Hollywood on, you know, not sort of giving any sort of personality or saying anything that's controversial when he's the one who's lecturing them.
You know,
he's saying how boring it is to hear Hollywood types lecture the crowd by lecturing the Hollywood crowd.
I have a clip of that.
If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God.
And F off. Yeah. That's how we ended that. That seemed mean-spirited to me. Not funny at all and mean-spirited.
It seemed unnecessary because it became a lecture. So he was doing exactly what he told others not to do. So, okay.
He's like I said before, he's been very biting and very funny in the past.
Yeah.
Both of those things were off for me this time. I feel like he was just trying so hard to act like he didn't care about being there that he forewent the comedy.
Well, because, again, after the monologue, he barely showed up the rest of the show. And when he did, he sort of just did a quick intro. Mm-hmm. He had his card in hand and his beer, and he didn't really give anything.
Yeah.
And that was disappointing. So one of the best jokes of the night wasn't from him. It was from Sacha Baron Cohen, who actually, you know, did have some balls and did take on Mark Zuckerberg. So that was fun. That's what more, you know, of the Ricky Gervais monologue should have been.
Right. Winners and losers. What did you think?
So on the TV side, I thought it was actually a pretty good year. It started off strong with Rami Yusuf winning, which was a huge surprise and a real pleasant one. This is a show that not a lot of people have seen Rami on
Hulu. I
haven't
seen it either.
It's worth checking out. It's worth your time.
Tell people what it is, because I really genuinely think 90% of the people listening have no idea it existed before last night.
Yeah, yeah. So Rami is a Muslim descent, an American living in Jersey, and basically just trying to make his way in the dating field, navigate his family, his friends, and also his faith at the same time. It's just a very funny slice of life show, and at the heart of it is this comedian, Rami Yusuf, who's really just a likable guy, very funny and very personable and worth your time.
Talking to Michael Snyder about the Golden Globes, any that you were very disappointed in?
You know, I was surprised on the movie side by 1917 winning. I wouldn't say I was disappointed, but just that, you know, there's always shockers when it comes to the Golden Globes, and that was a surprise.
I didn't think that would win just because it came out in limited release yesterday, it seems like.
And it's in 11 theaters today.
Yeah, not a lot of people are talking about it. Yeah. You know, everyone's talking about The Irishman, or they're talking about Marriage Story. They're talking about these other shows or films. So Netflix did not do well last night, which also was a big surprise.
Yeah. See that table of The Irishman, and for none of them to have won and gotten up there, I was like, that's such a wasted table.
Yeah, it was a surprise to see Sam Mendes go up there as opposed to Marty Scorsese, who everyone expected to go up there.
I think it shocked Sam Mendes.
Yeah. So there are a couple of those. Nice surprise to see Succession win, which I'm a big fan of. I thought The Crown was going to win that. Olivia Colman did win for Best Actress, and she, of course, is fantastic. She wins everything that she's nominated
for. Yeah.
But Succession was a nice surprise. I think they pretty much got it right. I mean, Fleabag already won the Emmy, so it wasn't a surprise. There wasn't a big, you know, sort of like, I didn't expect that. Everyone sort of expected that. And Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who also came on and gave a great speech.
I love her.
She's fantastic. I loved her mention of Obama, because it's true. If you haven't watched the show, she does certain things while watching Obama. So it was interesting to see Obama put that show on his list of his favorite shows
of
the year.
However, he did put season two on.
Not season one.
Season one is the one where there was some diddling. If you know what I'm saying.
But I think we can assume maybe he watched season one as well.
I don't think he just jumped in.
I mean, you saw hunky Obama over the break, right? Shirtless Obama in Hawaii, as a matter of fact. So,
sure.
Hey, what did you think about...
Kaliki Maka.
Oh, thank you. What did you think about Taron Egerton winning? I think that surprised a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that did some. But, you know, that was a nice win. Also nice to see Elton John and Bernie Taupin up there.
That was shocking cool.
I can't
me
believe they've never won together.
They've never won a Grammy together. Anything.
I don't understand that. How is that possible?
I don't know.
So
I don't know how many times I've seen Bernie Taupin. He just seems like he's in the shadows someplace.
Yeah, like a cartoon character.
I was also shocked, and this obviously is not a category people talk a lot about the next day, but in Best Motion Picture Animated, it was all Disney things and then one movie that wasn't, right? And that's the one that won.
Weakest Link, that won.
Missing Link.
Weakest Link was the TV show.
That great TV show. 15 years later, Weakest Link won an award.
I'm so happy for game shows. Missing Link won, which I guess maybe the Disney movies sort of canceled each other out, perhaps. But also, this is a reminder, by the way, this is the big asterisk that you put on top of all Golden Globe wins. There's less than 90 members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. It's a weird group. They sometimes vote in blocks because maybe they had a great dinner with someone or they had a great conversation with someone, and suddenly 10 of them vote for something, and then that elevates a winner to the top. So it's always sort of, you know, it's a fun show perhaps, but, you know, what does it really mean? Most of the time. time. Maybe not this year.
Senior editor at Variety, Michael Snyder, is here. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to do something that I hope to do throughout the year, and that is you're going to tell us what new shows we should be aware of, because there's too much TV.
As you know, too much TV.
Mele Kalikimaka.
All right, we'll be right back.
Kevin, Allie, Jensen.
Clearly, they're hot for each other. Just get busy already.
Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen on K-Rock.
Anal. Michael Snyder, the senior editor of Variety, has joined us today.
Brother Mike.
Brother Mike.
How's it?
We have, like, real prime Brother Mike in here because he's coming from the after parties. He still has the bracelets on.
Oh,
like
nice.
Like a Cancun spring breaker. What did you see out and about?
So one of the biggest all the parties are there at the Beverly Hilton, so it's really nice. You just party hop from place to place. So as you're walking in the hallways, like, you'll run into Billy Eichner and all sorts of people just walking through, going from party to party. So Netflix had their party on top of a pit. So normally there's just like a gravel pit there where they're eventually going to build a condo or something, but they built this 3-level, basically New York warehouse nightclub out of nothing. Inside a tent.
Oh.
And it was jam-packed with I Shake That Ass a little bit.
Nice.
So that was jam-packed. Disney had a great sushi bar. You don't care about
fantastic
that.
This is a great report.
But, did you see Jay-Z and Beyonce?
So Jay-Z and Beyonce were at the ceremony, but I don't think they stuck around. They weren't shaking that ass at the NBC Universal party.
It's
I did run into Rami Youssef, as we were mentioning earlier, at the Disney party, and he was like, he just brought life to that party. He walked in holding his Golden Globe, big grin on his face. He told me he was going to immediately send it to his mom in Jersey, and she was going to put it on her shelf.
That's sweet.
I laughed because he immediately tweeted a picture of him and his sister at the table, and his sister looking at him with disdain. And he put underneath the picture, "My sister says I still ain't S." It's like, oh my God, everything about this guy is just charming.
Yeah, yeah. So he was great. Billy Porter, like, wearing like his probably third change of the night at the Disney party, just looking fabulous. It is fun because these parties are in small locations, small spaces, so you're really sort of crammed up against some celebrities. You're taking a pee in the bathroom next to Cousin Greg from Succession.
Sure.
That's
a dream.
Somehow taller than Kevin.
He's very tall, right?
He's a very tall dude.
We see what you're saying. We're picking up what you're putting down.
Yes.
did you see Taylor Swift?
I did not personally see Taylor Swift. I think she's another one who probably skedaddled. Did I just say skedaddled?
You did.
You did, Grandpa.
You're very cool, Brett and Mike.
That was after watching Grandpa Tom Hanks last night. I feel like I'm in an oldster home now.
All right, so we have shorthand for the fact that there's just no possible way to watch every TV show. There's too much TV.
Obviously.
So we're bringing you in, Michael, to tell us about new shows that that are worth us taking the time to watch.
Yes. So, yeah, there is too much TV, as Jensen always mentions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you a couple of things. First off, the one show that if you didn't watch over the break, you need to catch up on before you move on, which is, did you guys check out John Mulaney and the Sack Lunch Bunch?
I did. I loved it. I did not see that. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. So John Mulaney, the comedian, of course, sort of does a parody of 70s style kid shows. He has a group of these precocious young acting kids who are really sort of charming, who, you know, sit there and talk about their biggest fears, but their biggest fears are things like death and you know, not your conventional kids show material.
It is an existentialist child show.
Yeah.
It is about watching children fear death.
But it's really touching as well. They had these amazing guests like David Byrne show up and sing a song with a little girl about, you know, just wanting their parents to pay attention to them. And it's very charming. Richard Kine shows up and does a segment called Girl Talk, where he's sitting with a bunch of little girls who are like 8 years old and talking about their thoughts and feelings and hopes and dreams. Natasha Lyonne.
An incredible cameo at the end.
Yes, yes.
That we won't spoil, but he brings it and he's an A-lister.
Yeah.
And he's great.
Yeah.
And what channel is that? What streaming service?
So that's on Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
And so it's worth your time checking out. So if you haven't seen it yet. But coming up, this is a busy month. I was looking and trying to figure out what to talk to you guys about. And the thing is, there's so much just in the next couple of weeks. They'll keep it till the next week.
Would you
week
say there's
two.
Too much?
There's too much TV.
Obviously.
Can I ask you about the show that I have had on my calendar since I heard about and saw the trailer, and I hope it's on your list? Little America.
Little America, yes. It is on my list.
Cannot wait to see that on Apple TV.
Yeah, so that's the one from Kumail Nanjiani and Emily Gordon, who, of course, did The Big Sick. And it's an anthology series. It's also from Alan Yang, who, of course, does Master of None. Every story is different. Some are charming. Some are disturbing. It's all about the immigrant experience. Some are really funny. Some are more touching than funny, but it's a real interesting mix of vignettes.
And excellent.
That's a show where you don't have to worry about binging. So under the guise of too much TV, watch one episode and then maybe catch another one in a couple of weeks.
Can't wait.
Apple TV is going to be dropping all of those later this month all at once.
Okay.
So more recently coming up, we were talking offline about this Jeopardy greatest of all time thing, which apparently is a thing, Allie.
Oh my God, I've never seen her so excited about
night,
anything.
8 o'clock on ABC, you guys, it's going to be huge.
Two champions and a guy I've never heard of.
Well, come on. Three.
Never heard of him. I mean, okay.
By the way, we did make bets. We will have to go back into the taping and figure out what the results are. But we all made a bet.
And it's MMA, right? They're actually in the octagon.
Last man standing.
Mm-hmm. So.
So it's Ken Jennings, Brad Rutter, and, of course, Jeopardy James.
Yeah.
So that's coming up. So on Tuesday, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, which stars Jane Levy. That's one that either you're going to like it or you're never going to want to watch it again.
I saw that trailer last night and I was like, how is that real?
And I thought it's either going to be awful, which my money's on, or great.
Because she hears people's thoughts, but they sing them?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's if you ever wanted to see Peter Gallagher sing True Colors by...
that's one of my dreams.
My fetish. Yeah.
Bucket list.
Paul Feig is one of the producers.
All right.
You're your buddy Paul.
Love
so.
Him. Oh, man, I take it back. I love everything Paul does.
The reason why I bring this up is Jane Levy, who you know from Suburgatory. She was on the first season of Shameless. She's just such a talent and lightens up every scene that she's in. And she's the star of this show. And she's worth checking out. If you were into Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and some of those kind of whimsical shows, then you might be into it. It's, again, not for everyone. You're going to quickly know when you watch this show if you're into it or not. There's the new Party of Five remake on Freeform launching this week.
But has nothing to do with the original, correct?
No, the only thing is it's from the same creators, and it's the same concept. So it's a group of kids who basically have to parent themselves. You know, in the original, it was because their parents died. In this one, it takes on a much more sort of contemporary tact because it's a Latino family and their parents are actually undocumented. And so they're deported. And suddenly this family, including an infant son, have to sort of raise themselves in Los Angeles. So it's got a lot of the same sort of feels. It even has sort of the background guitar music when you know that there's an emotional moment.
Still poorly named, though. Party of Five. There's no party. There's no party. There never was.
It's not a party.
No.
I think it's ironic.
Kevin. Yeah, well, that's for sure.
On Friday, there's an interesting new comedy on Netflix coming called AJ and the Queen, and it stars RuPaul. This is RuPaul's
This sounds
first...
fake. There's too much TV.
Right?
Go on.
So RuPaul is the queen in this scenario. Now you're going to laugh because this log line also sounds a little fake. So RuPaul stars as Ruby Red, a drag queen who takes on a 10-year-old runaway as a traveling companion while embarking on a cross-country trip in an attempt to open his own drag club.
That's bullshit.
It's a real show.
That's not real.
And, you know, RuPaul is one of those people who, and I've interviewed RuPaul a number of times, and he always just brings you in. There's something that he's so charismatic, so interesting. You just want to watch whatever RuPaul's doing. And so I think this show deserves a chance. It brings the feels, and it's RuPaul being RuPaul. So that's on Friday. So looking ahead.
All right, we have time for one more.
Okay, one more.
Sorry.
So, medical police. Let's talk about medical
police.
All
right, let's do it.
So, Friday, January 10th, it's sequel to Children's Hospital. It's all your favorites from Children's Hospital. Aaron Hayes, Rob Hubel, Malin Ackerman, Lake Bell, Rob Corddry, Ken Marino. Mm-hmm. Some of the guests early on include Joel McHale, Randall Park, Craig Robinson. It's basically, if you love Children's Hospital.
Loved it so much.
You're going to love Medical Police.
And we have Rob Hubel coming in on Wednesday.
Excellent.
Some breakfast about it.
Guys, there's so much more TV. I didn't even talk about The Outsider coming to HBO. The new Pope, the sequel to The Dope Pope, coming to HBO. So,
was it the dope pope?
I wish it was the dope pope.
Was it young pope? What was
it
called?
Yeah, it was young pope.
He was like a sexy smoking pope.
He was the dope pope. So
you can find follow Michael Snyder on Twitter at Franklin Avenue. He's the senior editor of Variety. We appreciate you coming in and for giving us your recommendations, and we'll talk to you soon.
Belly Kaliki Maka.
Yeah. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
LA and OC's alternative rock, K-Rock.
The news can be very depressing, you guys, and that's why on Monday mornings, we do great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. But we'll try to make that feeling go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
I'll start it off, guys.
All right.
LaTanya Young is a hairstylist by day, Uber driver by night. She is a 43-year-old single mother who had to drop out of high school at 16 years old to raise her first child. She's fought to provide for her child ever since, even recently having to drop out of college. She was trying to go to adult, you know, secondary schooling. And she had to drop out because of a $700 balance that she couldn't afford to pay off. And she just basically been grinding at it for years and years and years. And she usually likes to keep her struggles to herself, but when she picked up a passenger outside of Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium a year and a half ago, they got to talking and she told him her tale. And after their conversation a few days later, she got a phone call from the college that she dropped out of telling her that she would be able to enroll in the school after all because the debt had been paid. Wow. And now because of the passenger, who is now identified as a man named Kevin Esch. He is the person who paid
Kevin.
It up.
A good Kevin.
Yay.
You guys, there's a good Kevin out there.
Finally. And now she, this last week, earned her associate's degree in criminal justice.
Wonderful.
They kept in touch, so much so that he attended the graduation in December. They brought them up to tell the story there at the graduation. It's an incredible tale of sort of giving to charity in a very individual way. Mm-hmm. Like, people are so used to going to organizations, or you kind of forget that you could just help someone.
One-on-one.
Yeah. It truly is awesome. She is now going to look into law school and figure out how she could pay for that. Hopefully Kevin Esch jumps up again, because I don't know how you pay for that while being an Uber and a single mother. But she wants to get into parole and criminal cases and actually be a lawyer. And it would all come down to this one sort of beautiful act by an Uber passenger. And so I guess this made me think to myself, maybe think more one-on-one. Like you said, Kevin, like, you could help out people just by helping them out right by your own hand.
Yeah.
What if,
mm-hmm.
as he was getting out of the car, she's like, damn, he was nosy. 2 stars.
And then she finds out he, like, changes her life. Well, despite Allie's terrible decision there, that is still my great news.
All right. Mine is about a wonderful man named Mark Miller who knows that the holiday season isn't always a happy time for everybody, especially if you're a parent of a sick child. And this is a guy that knows this firsthand. He lost his 7.5-year-old daughter, Mary Beth, in 2013. She had hypoplastic right heart syndrome. And in her short life, she had 6 open heart surgeries and over 340 medical procedures. And through it all, Mark was right by her side, but he remembered how difficult the holidays were. So he decided to do something. He got together with his colleagues at Ace Hardware to put the idea in motion that all the kids could experience kind of this Christmas and a Christmas tree farm right there at the hospital. So he reached out to store owners and asked them all to donate trees. Him and his team received donation commitments for 285 trees from 25 store owners, and they created a makeshift tree farm at the hospital. So the kids who are healthy enough got to come out.
Use an axe and cut them down.
And pick their own tree that they could then bring up to their room or one of the areas. It was a beautiful thing. You see the sign that says fresh cut Christmas trees, and then purple trees, blue trees, green trees, just runs the gamut. So they had this experience that made them feel maybe a little less alone and maybe a little less like they were at the hospital. They also had Santa Claus there. They got to decorate ornaments. Just an unbelievably kind act from a man who had been through it and all his colleagues at different Ace Hardwares had thought, you know what, let's bring some holiday cheer to the kids as well. And the kids that couldn't leave their rooms that if they were too sick, they had the things brought up to them, and then they had all sorts of different activities that different charities came and did with them as well. Just an unbelievably beautiful thing to do to make the holidays maybe a little bit brighter when you're in a situation that feels like it's never going to get better. So thank you to you, wonderful man, and of course the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals during the holiday season that made all of this possible. And that's my great news.
All of us look at Australia and we think, oh man, I should help somehow. Yeah. I have to help somehow. But you're not sure how to. So a lot of times in my particular case, I'll just tell you, like, I look at it, I think I need to help, I think I need to do something. I'm just not sure how. I don't know where to go.
And it also feels massive.
Yes.
It's like so devastating, you don't know where to go.
Then I came across an Instagram post from Eddie Ift, who we have on the phone right now. Good morning, Eddie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are good. Thank you. So Eddie explains, why don't you just recap your Instagram for us quickly?
No, I was just saying it's there's so many things going on over there. I spend a lot of time in Australia, and it's like a second home to me. It really has been. I've never had, no one's ever really accepted me anywhere, let's be honest.
It's really you running around, and you found one place that let you stay for a while.
I mean, I went to like 20 countries and finally found one that was like, hey, mate, come on, you can stay here. And so I have this like love for them. And I just think they're the greatest people. And they love America so much. It's almost like our 51st state. And what's happening is just horrific. I went through the Malibu fires and saw how bad it can be and multiply it times a million. It's just so bad. And, the media hasn't even given it enough attention here in America yet. And I'm like, it's terrible. So I was looking, I'm like, how do I help? Who do you give to? Do you give to the Red Cross? And kind of in America, you can look at like charitynavigator.org and go, oh, this is a good charity, or no, this is a scumbag that keeps everything. So, I was looking, and I think it was CBS News or something did a breakdown, because there's so many things like the rural firefighters need your help. The Red Cross needs your help. The animal charities. I just heard 500 million animals have been killed over there.
Yeah, we did that. We did that as a report recently, too. It's as devastating to the wildlife as it is to humans.
And Eddie puts checkout bio for link, and you go to the link, and there's how many, I don't know how many charities that you put in there, but I picked one, and I was able to give money. And I was like, thank you, Eddie.
Yeah, it's great. It breaks down like every single one you want to give to. For the next 2 months, I'm donating any of my merch sales all to it. I mean, I don't need any more money. My wife just takes it. So I'm giving all my merch sales, all of it, 100% to Australian charities, and I'm just going to spread it around to the koala bears and to the firefighters and to everything, because it really is just, it's like apocalyptic over there.
Yeah.
And, I just keep calling friends over there and saying, has it gotten to you? And some of them are like, yep. Some of them are like, nope. And some of them are like, oh, I had a beach house.
Wow.
And it's pretty, pretty scary.
So I'd just like to say that what Eddie did is great, because mm-hmm. he helped me do something that I wanted to do.
But wait, is your great news about Eddie? Or
his
about
great
healthy?
News is someone did the work for him.
Yes, right. I'm lazy. Right. That's my great news. But if everyone did that, like mm-hmm. you care about animals, for instance, put mm-hmm. a link in your bio of how to help. That's an amazing thing to do, because I wanted to help, couldn't figure it out, went to his thing. Oh, look, this one I could choose.
Yeah, because like you said, it's all different percentages the charities give. And some are under fire for how much they give, or some are commended. That's how much you get. Having someone do that research is actually really important.
Yes.
So, Eddie, if you're a hero, is what we're saying.
I don't know that we're going that far.
A true hero.
Yeah, but have you seen the comedian over there, Celeste Barber, that's raised like $20 million?
Yeah, a ton.
Yeah, incredible. She did a post, and I think she's up to about $20 million.
Well, Eddie, I just want to say thank you for doing the research and for making it easy to help.
Well, thank you guys for letting people know through this. And just go to my, it's the bios in my Instagram. I think it was CBS that did it. So So thank you, CBS. And yeah, just in my bio on Instagram, and give something. Just give anything. Help out.
And that's my great news. Thank you, Eddie.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, LA and OC's alternative rock, K-Rock.
You can still leave us some responses on the Afro line if you'd like to leave us a phone message on any topic. Some people, because of the holidays, are just getting to things and they're responding now.
Sure.
So here's a group of calls. The first one is about the first thing that we did in 2020, which I believe the consensus was everyone loved.
Nope.
The Armenian comedian.
Nope.
I feel like everybody loved it. And then people go, nope. And I go, yeah, I get it. You're being funny, but you really loved it. Mm-hmm. I get that.
You are listening to Kevin and Sam. Kevin and Sam Show. Give us a call. Let us know who is the impeachment.
So give us a call and let us know who is the impeachment.
Okay. Well,
which is a new Marvel character.
Sometimes things that we do get stuck in your head and you get mad at us. In this particular case, it's Omar's fault.
Hey, Omar. So I'm stuck in rush hour traffic, caught up on Friday's podcast.
We were doing a contest for Black Keys tickets.
Okay.
And the contest was called Black Keys or White Keys.
Mm-hmm. For the past hour and a half, I'd say, the only thing that's been going through my head has been, is it a black key? Is it a white key? God damn it, dude.
Is it a black key? Is it a white key? Is it a black key? Is it a white key? Is it a black key?
Yeah, it was one of his best.
Wow.
Also one of the dumbest games we've ever done. He brought in a tiny little kid's keyboard and would play a note.
And said to guess.
Guess black or white.
Hall of Fame.
We are not in charge of all the commercials that are on our show, maybe in streaming, maybe in the podcast.
Yeah, we've even figured out there's like ones that we didn't even know play.
Like?
Hey, what's up, guys? Podcast listener. Just a quick question. What's up with all the butt lube ads on the podcast? It's kind of making me horny. I'm not sure if I like it or not. I'm going to lean towards yes, so just wondering. All right. Love you.
Want to hear it?
Yeah, that one we're actually in charge of because I requested this one.
Ah.
Yes.
Put some lust in your thrust. Put a little hubble in your bubble. What we're trying to say is make your bang extra big. Get lunar even sooner. Put a solar flare in your atmosphere.
That's not real. Are you serious?
By the way,
that is real. That is real.
I heard it and it's insane.
That is real.
Solar flare in your atmosphere. I don't mean to be a rapper here, but solar flare in your underwear would have been a lot better, just so you know.
Wow. It's not a rap, why are you
but I'm saying it should have rhymed better.
I think we have bigger problems than it rhyming. Just like it playing.
I think it's on brand.
I'm a little concerned about Kevin. I've been thinking about how he has trouble remembering things like words or names or how to pronounce them or form a sentence. And I can't help wondering, is it Alzheimer?
Is it Alzheimer?
Get it?
See? Is it Heimer?
I like it. I applaud it.
I think well played. Mm-hmm.
Guys, perfect radio opportunity. Allie's leaking from the brain. Everybody wants to know what's happening. You get a doctor from the Heal app to come in live on the radio, in the studio, and figure it out that Allie's dying.
Allie, did you check over the holiday?
That was the first time I was reminded. I should have made an appointment.
Whoa, Allie.
Your brain is leaking.
This is bad. This is bad. I don't like it. I'm so busy.
What do you need to do? If my brain was leaking.
Honestly, have you seen me blowing my nose or anything the past few days?
Not lately, no.
Thank you.
So you think it's plugged on?
I solved it.
You solved it.
I mean, she had hundreds of Christmas trees to take down.
That's
so
true.
I do understand that you were busy.
Yeah, very
but
busy.
You should probably get your brain checked.
Here's the way you could tell.
Hey, guys. I'm a podcast listener. I was listening to the one where Allie McKay is dying. R.I.P. Allie.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to let you guys know that CSF fluid is high in sugar. So if you want a quick way to test it, just taste it. And if it's sweet, then it's probably CSF fluid. You're welcome. Bye.
Oh, I just want to see Allie
wants
testing
me
it.
To taste my boogers.
Well, yes. I mean, technically, I think she wants us to taste your boogers.
What? Oh, no, okay, what? She didn't say us.
It sounds sick.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to taste the sugar because it's coming from my
yourself,
own body.
So we have to do it.
If I put some in like a Dixie
cup.
No,
yeah,
I do not. Do not volunteer for this.
All right, Muggs will do it.
Muggs?
Muggs will do it.
Actually, Muggs would love to do it.
Muggs, would you drink her booger fluid?
I'm quitting.
Oh. Wow, that's it? Really?
Oh, okay.
So you could drink it full time?
Or... I got in some trouble because I wasn't checking Kevin at K-Rock in my email.
Mm-hmm.
And for 5 years or
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
So literally. He's not kidding.
So that's what this call is about.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Sean. I was one of the three who got an email back from Kevin. Mm. Holy crap. I have never been more surprised in my life. Four emails on their way, Kev Dog.
Yeah.
That is so
Do you still
sweet.
Get people just checking to see it, Kevin at krock.com to see if it's working?
Yes.
Okay, just let, making sure people
Wait,
remember that.
What is it?
It's Kevin at krock.com.
Okay.
Just making sure people, because we need to know if it still yeah. works.
Okay, Kevin at krock.
I can just tell you it works.
Mm.
So we don't
it's
really
easier
need...
to email it back.
Okay.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
How much do you think the average American spends on snacks in a lifetime?
Very good question.
In a lifetime?
Yeah.
Very good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to say $4 million.
In a what?
The average American spends $4 million yeah. of snacks in their lifetime?
In their whole life.
Damn,
wait, their whole life.
$4 million?
Is that
no,
high?
People don't make $1 million in a lifetime.
I know, it's a life.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't. Are you serious?
Did I say million? I meant thousand.
That was
that
A Moment
I?
With Kevin.
Is that
the silence? The silence.
The and then, dead silence.
In a what?
In a what?
Because I was like, is he mean different lifetimes? Like more people?
Can we hear Look, that one more time?
No, I don't think we need to hear it one more time because that's what the next call is about.
Okay.
This guy does the math.
Okay.
To see if it's possible.
Oh my God, Kevin. $4 million? So this is what I did. I guess, like, just to say, even if you live at past 70, you're probably not eating too much chocolate towards the end.
First of all, that's wrong.
But I just put aside, all right, let's just say somebody lives to 70. Clearly, they weren't buying themselves chocolate within the first few years of their lives. But still, even with 70 years of chocolate purchasing, you would have to spend an average of $57,142.86. Oh. So, I mean, that's why I got a second job. Dumb.
You dumb, he ended
oh,
it with.
Oh, man. That is so much chocolate.
It's a lot
so
of chocolate.
Much chocolate.
Yeah. Some would say too much chocolate. 323-520-AFRO.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
K-Rock. LA and OC's alternative rock. Carol QFM.
Who wants some roadkill?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Right?
No,
Who
no.
wants roadkill?
Roadkill! Roadkill! Roadkill!
I didn't realize this, but this law passed last year
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the year. But here's the news report.
Roadkill could soon be on the menu.
That's right. Roadkill. It is what's for dinner now.
It nope. is what's for dinner now.
It is not.
It is, mm-hmm. Allie. Listen.
Drivers on several California roads can soon take home roadkill and eat it.
He's laughing about it at that point.
She should be.
This is gross.
What do you, like, even if you don't hit it, you just pass it?
You will find out that answer.
Okay.
So picture this. You're cruising down Highway 50 late one night, just trying to get home, and from nowhere, boom, you hit a deer.
Oh, no.
Now, there's two outcomes that can come out of the situation.
I love that there's two mm-hmm. outcomes. Listen to the two.
Okay.
One, you stop your car, assess the damage, and leave the poor thing to die on the side of the road.
All right, so you just leave it
seems
there.
Seems like the common
Cruel.
Sense answer, yeah.
Let it die.
Or two, you stop the car, assess the damage, and you take that deer home to barbecue it.
Okay, what about what about making sure it's okay, maybe getting it help or
Sir.
Nursing it back? You know what I mean? What about getting it some help? Those aren't the only two options.
And what if it's still alive? Do you have to kill it to then...
Break its neck?
Yes.
You're not allowed to, I found out, doing a
okay.
deep dive on this.
All
there
right.
has to be a fish and game person there, an well, official person to kill the roadkill. In
so
case
you have
it's
to say,
dead.
Listen, I just hit a deer.
Yes.
Can you swing on out?
Because I'm starving.
Supposedly,
what
yes.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Now, while the latter may sound a bit discomforting, it could actually become a reality in the state of California.
This guy's way too happy about
this.
He really is. This is great, you guys.
Governor Gavin Newsom has just signed this new bill into law.
Drivers who accidentally hit and kill an elk, deer, pronghorn, antelope, or wild pig can immediately apply for a free permit online, then take the animal home.
Okay, so not only can you eat it, but, and I can't even imagine this, you're going to petition the government to allow you to give you license to eat roadkill.
None of this. No.
Where was the demand for this? Like, where?
How did it pass?
That's what I'm
law?
Saying. Like, it has to start with someone being like, I want to eat roadkill.
There's a crazy number. And I'm not positive if I put it in this report, but there's a crazy number, like 20,000, I think.
Of people who've asked?
No. Deer that get hit on roads in California in a year.
But that doesn't mean we got to eat them.
Well, it does mean that. It's a possibility. He's not saying you have to. He's just saying, hey, people, how about some roadkill?
Thanks to Senate Bill 395, it would allow drivers the opportunity to turn their roadkill into some top-notch cuisine. Ugh.
I don't know what that noise was. Yeah, cuisine first. And then for some reason, he made this noise, and I'm not positive why.
I wouldn't eat it.
It would also.
Oh wait, sorry. This is the only guy with any sense in this entire story.
Okay,
I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
For sure,
right?
There's no need to eat it.
Even if you hit it, you wouldn't eat it.
No.
It would also allow people who stumbled upon an animal carcass in the road can also keep it for food.
So you didn't hit it, but you come across it.
You have no idea how long that was there.
Correct, but still cool. Bring it home. Fry it up.
But you have to petition to be able to bring it home. So are you just sitting on the side of the road
waiting for the game? Yeah, waiting for the game commission.
Happening?
Oh, God, hope he comes quick. There's some flies around here.
None of this makes sense to
me. It's all true. And I don't know if you can obviously tell. I added together like five different reports. Like
what?
Everyone's.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
This is clearly not for Tarzana. You know what I mean? Like when he's signing this over. Like this is where is the county? Where is the city that needs to eat roadkill?
Yuba.
Yuba.
I think that's a good answer.
Okay.
Thank you.
All you have to do is obtain a wildlife salvage permit within 24 hours of the incident, and the meat is yours.
Now, I just like to say that I'm not against getting permits if you need them, but do you need, can't you just
if
you're going to eat roadkill.
You're already...
Just eat roadkill.
Exactly. You're already taking a chance.
Right.
Why not just go all out?
If no one's going to knock on the door and bust you for not having a permit.
Exactly.
It's absurd, but delicious.
So you may be wondering, why are they doing this now?
Yes.
Well, according to a study conducted by Senator Archuleta, over 20,000 deer alone are hit on California highways each year.
Is that surprising to anyone but me? That's crazy.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
This translates to over hundreds of thousands of pounds of healthy meat that the bill states could be utilized to feed those in need. Now, that's a whole lot of deer jerky. Personally, I've never thought of roadkill as being too appetizing, but then again, there's nothing that a little hot sauce can't fix.
Right?
The bill will go into effect on January 1st, 2021.
Oh.
Capiche?
We have to wait till 2021.
Did he just end it with capiche?
Why did he do that? Yes, and I don't know why.
Does he know? Doesn't capiche mean understand?
Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did he think it meant like
eat up?
Eat up. Manja.
It sounds he used it.
Bonjour. Like he's using the wrong term.
Like he's kissing. Yeah, yes.
Chef's kiss.
Yes, chef's kiss.
That's okay.
That's what he did.
All right.
Ali, is that the thing you have the most problems with in this report?
You can eat roadkill.
Because you heard earlier, people are eating deer by the 20,000.
Right. Then you have to get a permit, and if it's not dead, you have to get somebody to come kill it. And your problem is...
Capiche.
Why did he say that?
I don't know why he said that, though.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
LA and OC's alternative rock.
K-R-O-Q.
K-Rock.
Ali is here. What's happening?
Oh, we just heard Billie Eilish. She has now launched a new clothing line with H&M.
Yay!
Items in the collection were made from sustainably sourced materials and reflect her signature oversized style. So there you have it, guys. H&M, Billie Eilish, go.
They better have big-ass pants.
Well, oversized style.
Good. I think oversized covers that.
I just like the big-ass pants, man.
Okay, cool.
Billie's got that going on.
There you have it. Hey, Kevin, do you remember when we went out to New York City for the Grammy Awards?
Sure, which time?
This last time.
Okay.
Like 3 years ago, two years ago, yes. Whatever it was. And we each got to go to one of the performances of the City Sound Vault series.
Yes, it was awesome. That they put on.
I believe you went to see Eminem.
I did.
I saw Childish Gambino. They put on these huge shows at smaller venues, and it's an amazing thing, usually the weekend before the Grammys or the weeks leading up to the Grammys. Well, they're doing it again here because, of course, the Grammys are taking place here in L.A. at the end of the month, and they have quite the lineup that they have just announced. All of these artists will be playing at the Hollywood Palladium. Kicking off the special set of shows on January 21st. A band called Coldplay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Followed by the Jonas Brothers, Brittany Howard, and Brandi Carlile. I would see all but the Jonas Brothers. I'm sure they'd be great. They're just not my thing. Brittany Howard? Yes, please. Brandi Carlile? Okay. Coldplay? Uh-huh. But not real easy to get these tickets. City card holders have to register, and then they get a code for a verified fan, and then they have
and
to
you
buy
go
them.
Pick up an egg from a gas station,
it's, meet a guy in a van.
It's kind of an ordeal to
eat
try
a deer.
And get tickets to these. Well, first you wait to you see if you're able to eat the deer.
You hit the deer, then you wait for 24 hours.
And then there's a
by.
Clue inside of the deer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you got to open the deer.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
You live in the deer for 24 hours. You like a tauntaun.
Wow. Yeah. Nice. Look at you. Tauntaun. Proud of you.
Fully engulf yourself in the deer.
Proud of you. But in case you can't get tickets, maybe, just maybe, I'm going to give you a little hint, you guys. Mm-hmm. If you listen about this time next hour, so around 8:50 next hour, I might have a way that you could see one of those bands.
What?
We'll call them Coldplay.
Double, you just said their full name.
In a
it rhymes with Moldplay.
In an up close and personal type venue as well. I've said too much.
What? You have
I've
said too
said
much.
I've said too mm-hmm. much.
Too much. You have.
But if you listen
an hour
this
from
time,
now.
Next hour,
mm-hmm.
1 hour from now would be an easier way to say it. You are right.
I was trying to can help. You repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Okay. So on Saturday night, big event went down. It's a charity event held by the Art of Elysium, and it's called their Heaven Gala, and it went down again at the Palladium. All things coming up Palladium recently. It was the 13th annual Heaven Gala, and all of Nirvana's surviving members reunited. So you've got Dave Grohl on drums, bassist Kurt Novoselic, and guitarist Pat Smear, joined on stage by St. Vincent, who did Lithium, Beck, who did In Bloom and Been a Sun, and Nirvana's iconic MTV Unplugged version of David Bowie's The Man Who Sold the World. Amazing, right?
Yeah, very cool.
But I'm not done, because the most memorable moment of Nirvana's five-song set was when Grohl's 13-year-old daughter, Violet, came on stage to sing Heart-Shaped Box. Here's a clip.
Feel like this clip is doing it justice because you can barely hear it.
Well, I mean, it's recorded from the bar, I think. There's people around it.
Yeah, it wasn't she's singing into the sound system. Yeah. Kevin,
she's singing that song.
That is a 13-year-old child, Dave Grohl's daughter, completely undaunted that she's up there
doing Kurt
singing
Cobain's
part one of
with
the
Nirvana,
most
yeah.
iconic That's songs crazy. From one of the most iconic bands. Unbelievable. Way to go, Violet.
I think it sounds fun.
I think so.
I've seen her and her father and her whole family at the Topanga NGA Mall.
Okay.
As we all know. And they seem like a lovely bunch. And I didn't even know she was... Is she trying to get into singing or anything like that?
I don't know.
Well, I think she should.
She should. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Talented young girl. And isn't she the one that they went to see Billie Eilish and Dave Grohl was like, all right, this Billie Eilish kid's pretty good.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. But obviously...
What if Dave Grohl was your dad?
I was going to say, obviously, Dave Grohl is her dad.
Yeah.
The other guys in the band are probably just like uncles. So yeah, she's just up there kind of having fun with
the family. Big deal.
But they
big
don't care, deal. Man. I've talked to Mark Hoppus about this before. Like, kids think everything their parents do is stupid.
Yeah.
Even
well,
if you were in Nirvana.
It is.
Yeah. Like, you're like, I don't know. My dad was in some band.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's what I'm saying. She was probably like, God, really, Dad? Fine. Yeah, I'll play with you guys.
That's why he takes them to like Billie Eilish and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta find the cool stuff you could bring them.
Exactly, yeah.
Not you. Yeah. You're a nerd.
You're going to be a nerd forever. Yes.
Yeah. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to you.
Dave? Talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's hurtful.
Very personal.
Yeah.
You guys, WhatsApp. We use it here on the show. Mm-hmm. Would you like to take a guess at how many messages were sent via WhatsApp on just New Year's Eve? Just one day. How many WhatsApp messages were sent?
4 million.
More than any other day in the app's history.
I guess, all right.
108,200,000.
Okay.
Is that right?
No.
No.
Kevin?
Thought it was right on. 100 million.
Okay.
I'm going to say 2 billion.
Okay. Jensen's closest.
Oh.
Wow.
I will tell you this. 12 billion were images.
Whoa.
So
wow.
It's so that's much higher than 12 billion.
200 billion?
100 I mean, billion
wow.
WhatsApp messages were sent.
227,940,000.
Is that right?
Times that by like 8.
I think it's more than that.
No, 100 million? How many?
That would be 800 million.
Wait, how many did he say?
227,940,000.
Times that by 8.
Be 160. Right. I think it's right. 160 is that
million?
What you said?
She's saying in the
million.
Billions, man.
Correct. Let's not do math.
It's so bad.
New Year's resolution.
By
no
the
math.
Way, the confidence in which she started to look at me about 8, like she was like, "Play it again."
227,940,000.
And then she pointed at me and she went 8.
If you like, multiply that by 8,
still in the millions.
Still in the millions.
Yeah, but it's closer to. Oh, it's 100 billion.
Yes.
Still confident. Still confident minutes
I didn't
later.
Realize.
Already been proven wrong. Still confident.
We need to do a feature where Allie does math.
No. Have to.
Yeah. So good.
Oh. We should bring in like a 11-year-old or something just to see if.
Oh.
Honestly.
11-year-old would kill her.
I would slay. Bring in a first grader and I'd be like, I don't
eight.
Know.
Times it by 8. Everyone knows that.
I really thought 8 would be like 80 billion. No.
Nope, still in the middle.
Well, that was a okay. miscalculation.
Yeah, that was wrong. Guys, Killing Eve season 3 hasn't even premiered, but season 4 has already been renewed.
All right.
Yay!
Okay. No idea who will be the showrunner of that because it seems like every year there's a different showrunner. But I still enjoy it.
I do too.
And I'm excited for it. All right, guys, some birthdays for you. Did I mention next hour about this time? So in about an hour?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you stay tuned,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do math.
No, that
is not what it will be.
You're going to be talking about Coldplay.
Yeah.
And something we can...
And maybe how we can help you see Coldplay.
In a very small situation.
Is it going to be at the City Vault?
Can I just ask a question?
I don't know.
Is this what they meant when they said don't talk about it till...
oh.
When they said make it a very soft tease? We're giving away Coldplay tickets next hour.
What? You're not supposed to say that.
I'm not supposed to say any of it.
We already gave it away.
Stop talking about
it. All right, we're sorry.
Happy birthday, Norman Reedus, Rowan Atkinson, Eddie Redmayne, Kate McKinnon, and Alex Turner. He is in Arctic Monkeys, not Coldplay, which we will have tickets for you next hour. And that's what's happening.
We have to start doing things that just make us look like we've got our act
you're right,
together here.
You don't.
We're
thank
all
you.
Looking
no, you're right.
Really, really, really. Times it by 8.
Kevin in the morning. Kevin in the morning. Kevin in the morning.
With Ali and Jensen. K-Rock.
Time to look at what's up with Florida.
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida. Florida. Florida.
What's up with Florida?
You always have the craziest news.
What's up with you?
Florida. Florida. Florida.
What's up with Florida?
Let's all find out what happened now in Florida.
Let's start with 18-year-old Florida resident Destin N. Garcia. She was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon at her place of work, a Subway restaurant in a local Walmart. Okay, so these
I'm
are these
sorry.
These are these small section restaurants that are in like a larger department store. Okay. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. You see, she was working as a sandwich artist when her coworker made a wrap for her friend. Do you like this already?
No, I love that sandwich they're called artist. Sandwich artists. Yeah. Okay. I love that so much.
Want to let you know that. Yeah. That's important for us to address here. Okay. And it was for her friend, a Walmart manager. Now, it's important to know that Subway has a promotion going at this shop where Walmart employees get a free sandwich. But did you listen closely? Because this story is about a wrap, not a sandwich.
Oh, no.
So when Garcia explained that the Walmart manager had to pay the difference between the wrap and the sandwich, which is about 50 cents tops, she was completely ignored. So Garcia did what any sensible Florida resident would do. She woke up the next morning at 9 a.m. when her coworker went to her coworker's home, shoved her mother, took out a handgun, and shot her feet.
Wait, hold on.
Yes.
She went to her house.
Yes.
Shoved her mom.
Yes.
Took out a gun.
And then made her dance.
And made her dance.
Yeah, like a country.
Shot at her feet.
Exactly.
Wow.
Missed her, but was arrested soon after and is currently spending time at the Palm Beach County Jail awaiting trial. Now, if we've learned anything from this, know the difference between a wrap and a sandwich, goddammit.
Right?
You got to.
It's not that difficult.
When Gavin Lee, a different person, crashed his vehicle into the Re-Rack Bar in Panama City in the middle of the night on New Year's Eve, officials and I assumed it was a case of reckless or drunken driving. That's what we would all think,
right? Of course.
Right. So when they found out that the suspect was being charged with armed burglary, it caused some confusion. You see, Gavin Lee didn't accidentally drive into the bar. He told police that he was attempting to get into the business, even though it was closed, because he wanted a Dr. Pepper.
What?
I mean, Dr. Pepper is good.
It is good.
Yeah. That's right. After crashing through the front door once inside the bar, he got a cool Dr. Pepper from the refrigerator and then proceeded to enjoy it while sitting at a table. Just chilling out.
Dude wanted a Dr. Pepper. What are you going to do?
Why stop him?
Right.
Now, Lee didn't have, at the end, he did have a gun in his pocket.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't used at all. He just drank a Dr. Pepper.
A gun
did
in
he
his
just
pocket?
Leave then?
Yeah, he just left.
So he crashed his car into a bar, drank a Dr. Pepper, and left.
And then left. And sat at a table. Didn't, well, not while standing near the car or anything. Went over to the bar, sat down, hung out. Now he's awaiting trial, but he rang in 2020 with a Dr. Pepper. Good for him, right?
Right.
We're
sometimes you got to make things happen.
Dr. Pepper Guy 2020?
Why not?
On Christmas Eve around the country, children await the arrival of Santa Claus into their homes to deliver presents. But in Florida, things are a little different. Instead of St. Nick, one 20-year-old man was surprised that night by an intruder with a totally different gift.
Hmm.
The man was sound asleep and woken up by the sensation of...
Oh, no.
Someone sucking his toes.
Oh.
Oh, go on.
Again, asleep, wakes up. Random stranger sucking his toes.
That is terrifying.
Can you imagine?
No.
Well, I can tell you what he did. He did not react in a chill way. He beat the crap out of the man he saw slurping his little piggies and forced him out of his house. When they got to the front yard, the toe sucked, claimed that the man yelled, "I have a gun!" But then, instead of pulling out the gun, he just fondled the victim's genitals.
What is happening?
Wait, he sucked his toes and did that?
And then in the front yard touched his genitals.
Like he wasn't done.
No. Like, I mean, we all know how to know how it ends.
Yeah.
Like it's not like a...
Yes, we all know.
Okay, good. Yeah. Apparently unfazed by the assailant's gun threat, the man continued to successfully fight off his attacker, punching him across the face for, quote-unquote, approximately 30 seconds. Then he ran back in the house, called the police, and the suspect left the scene in a hurry. Now, police attempted to track down the toe sucker using, this is real, dogs. But their efforts proved fruitless, and the man is now living amongst us. He could be anywhere. He could have left
here.
Exactly. Anyway, if you guys know who he is, feel free to send the Florida police his digits.
Digits.
See, because you said digits.
Are you proud of yourself?
I'm so mad.
That guy's a sexual predator. He assaulted a man in the middle of the night a couple times.
Yeah. In the front, in the house, outside, the whole thing.
Also filed
Jensen. Front yard?
Now, we've covered a lot of Florida stories on K-Rock over the years, from decapitations to drug-fueled armed robberies, and they're all very disturbing. But this one may top it. Let's listen to a local news station in Zephyr Hills.
The family that lives directly across the street from Robert Miller had these cameras installed purely so they would have audio and video proof of what they call his disturbing behavior.
Oh, okay, no.
So, I mean, this is Florida. I mean, this has got to be a pretty big deal, right?
Right.
Okay. You set up a camera, an audio system. I mean, what is disturbing in Florida? Let's find out.
Deputies arrested Robert Miller at his Ruth Avenue home after he ignored demands to stop revving the engine on his riding lawnmower at all hours of the night.
love it.
Now, Allie, you may think birds are bad outside of your house, but Robert Miller has been revving his engine at all hours for a year.
Okay.
Neighbors called police 14 times, and finally he was taken into custody. Here's one neighbor talking about what it was like living in this nightmare.
Constantly waking us up all hours of the night with the mower going, loud music. It does take a mental strain on you to continue to go through this for such a long period of time.
Yeah, no S. And
oh,
you'd think
that's
this,
ridiculous.
You'd think this is the end of it, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, well, he's behind bars, and he'll have to pay the price so that he never comes back. Let's hear what it is.
And with Miller's bond set at less than $200, neighbors fear it's only a matter of time until the lawn mower menace is back.
He's definitely coming back.
Oh.
You guys should buy headphones or move.
Oh, man.
Lastly, if you thought a burglar breaking into a house to suck toes was weird, wait till you hear about a man who was recently arrested at the Pinellas Park Target for sexual assault. 20-year-old Christopher Meter, allegedly in the aisle, the toy aisle of a department store, violated multiple stuffed animals, starting by dry humping a Frozen 2 Olaf doll, then letting it all go, if you know what I mean.
Come on now.
Once he was done, he placed the stuffed animal back on the shelf.
Oh, no.
And then picked up a unicorn to continue, which I thought was actually kind of impressive.
I mean, right away?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Police arrived shortly thereafter and arrested him for criminal mischief. Now, my biggest problem is he picked Olaf. There's,
well,
I mean, he could have went to Elsa or Kristoff, but he went with the snowman.
Yeah.
That's the issue I have.
That's your problem?
That's the issue.
Yes, that what makes me question what is going on with Florida.
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida?
It's Kevin in the morning.
Some animals give him boners.
With Allie and Jensen, K-Rock.
And Allie is here with one last look at what is happening.
Guys, it's about that time where all sorts of music festivals start revealing their lineups for the year. We, of course, now know Coachella's lineup for the two weekends coming up in April. And today we found out Bottle Rock Napa Valley. That's May 22nd through the 24th. Pretty good headliners.
Okay.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Who are they?
Okay.
Dave Matthews Band.
All right.
All right.
And Stevie Nicks.
All right.
That's a great, that's great.
That's just the top line. Then you've got everyone from Anderson .Paak to Miley Cyrus, Janelle Monáe, Maggie Rogers, Blondie of Monsters and Men, Maren Morris, Jimmy Eat World, Foles. I mean, the list goes on.
Major fan of K-Rock.
Thank
you. I love to introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well,
no,
I mean,
finally
it's, yeah, it finally works. It is up at Bottle Rock Napa if you want to head on up there. I don't know if that interests you at all, sir. Do you have more questions? David Hasselhoff.
Oh, yeah.
How far is the festival from the Marriott Palm Desert, do you know?
Oh, well, from Palm Desert, yeah.
It's
you're
a
going from
drive.
Kind of the bottom of the state to,
the stuff really get going in the afternoon?
Yeah, definitely the afternoon is when you want to get
You know, the Hoff loves to rock.
Oh,
yeah,
no, I know.
Well, you got the right festival.
I totally get it. So that's quite the lineup, you guys.
Yeah, hi, this is David.
Oh, you're back. Sure.
I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
Drive down there.
No. I said that they are going on sale.
Where can I get them? I mean, like, where is there...
I don't know what you're asking. January 7th.
Can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something?
Yes.
Or can I just go down there?
Come on
please
down.
Please don't.
Come now.
Yeah, and do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available?
You're obsessed with the Marriott. Sir, do you have points or something?
He's got a lot of points. Absolutely. You guys, the actress Joey King had quite the night last night at the Golden Globes. She just posted a picture on her Twitter of what looks like a pretty good size welt on her forehead. And she wrote, "Patricia Arquette accidentally hit me in the head with her Golden Globe. That sentence will give me bragging rights for the rest of my life." She nailed her in the head.
And
it's
a pretty good...
It's a big ding. Yeah. It's like the size of a quarter, maybe?
It's a good size, yeah.
Fatality.
Joey King was the girl who... She was the one who played like a... I don't know how to say this without spoiling the movie, but I think she plays a person who's being Munchausen syndrome by her mother, right? And she was nominated this year.
Yes.
In The Act.
Yes. And it's a good movie.
It certainly is.
Anyway, I spoiled it. It's just Munchausen. Isn't that the end of the movie?
I mean, I feel like you knew
you
that
have to know
going
that. Okay,
into
good. All right, good.
The movie, but I appreciate
she's very
it.
Good in it. I feel like that's also a good way to find out about her is by getting hit in the head with an award.
So you're saying she should definitely have gotten
promotion.
Hit?
Good PR.
Yeah, definitely. You can look up all her old movies now.
Hey, hit me with your Golden Globe. Right here, right in the forehead.
I'm putting the pieces together.
Well, speaking of Golden Globes, we're going to have a more definitive answer on the viewership coming up once they figure it all out, because they do something called Fast Nationals, which aren't totally the equivalent of the numbers. But as of now, it's not looking great. NBC's 2019 broadcast of the Golden Globes last night with host Ricky Gervais fell double digits in the 18 to 49 demo. But still, what they're saying is pulled in about 14.76 million viewers.
Wow,
that is a lot.
Still a lot of viewers. So we'll find out the exact numbers coming up when more complete ratings are available. But
I love Ricky Gervais. I think he's hilarious.
Yes.
He was terrible. I think he hit with a couple jokes pretty great, and then was just his energy was just terrible.
Yeah, I think he's been a lot better in the past, and I think his zingers in the past, like making fun of the Hollywood elite, have been better.
Yeah,
in
this
the
time
past.
It was just mean, and he didn't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of the time, he's wittier.
Yeah. And if, like, he did an Epstein joke, which made me laugh last night, and the audience groaned. And usually, he would then go after the audience for another minute. But he just was like, oh, sorry, he was your friend, and then moved on to something else. I feel like he just, his bit of not wanting to be there.
It would have been funnier if he wanted to be there.
I always
he really didn't, like, and it wasn't a joke.
When people say that Ricky Gervais goes after the Hollywood elite, like they always say that. How much do you think Ricky Gervais is worth? Because I just looked it up.
I'd say $80 million.
He's worth $130 million.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's always weird to me when that's the voice that's supposed to be cutting down on people who are, like, living the elite life. Like, dude, you're richer than most of the people in the room. So, anyway, always a weird place for him to come from, I think.
But is that American?
Oh, right. Maybe because it gets transferred over, it's much
Which
less.
Is even more.
Only like $100,000.
No, I'm saying it's much more.
Even much more,
yeah.
Right.
That's
yeah. Anyway, he's very rich.
He's very rich. There you go. You heard it here first. Guys, Cameron Diaz and Good Charlotte's Benji Madden are parents. They had a daughter named Radix.
They had sex.
Oh, that was a congrats on the sex ding. Mm-hmm. Excellent. They posted a we're so happy, blessed, and grateful post on Instagram. They announced the birth of their daughter, Radix Madden. But they did say, listen, we're private people. We're not going to be showing any pictures or anything. Just know she's adorable, that type of thing. But don't be expecting to see a ton of their baby, because you don't even hear a ton about Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden.
That's
they
true.
Live a very private life.
Mm-hmm.
So
it
I
is
say,
possible.
I say kudos to them. Congratulations on your little baby girl. Box office, you guys. It's still all about Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. They raked in about 34 million more bucks at the box office this weekend in their third weekend out. Globally, they're at about 919 million. They're on pace to make it the seventh 2019 film from Disney to earn over $1 billion.
That's a lot of pressure on whoever's making the next Disney movie.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, look, only 800 million, losers. What's wrong with you? Ooh, coming in.
Did you see this weekend Disney Plus announce all the movies they're making?
No.
So I there was a lot that speak directly to you, Allie, but there's some good stuff. And you'd think Disney has to be in a certain box or whatever, but they're making the new Charlie Kaufman movie, the guy who did Being John Malkovich.
Sure.
But it really kind of like spans. I mean, they have everyone.
Like, what are you saying speaks to me? Give me an example. Por ejemplo.
Well, they've already announced one or two Christmas movies is what I'm alluding
to. Sweet.
But a lot of your favorite kind of like lifetimey love movies, but then also very high budget stuff. It looks good.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. And I got my Disney Plus to work. So
you did,
things
finally.
Things are looking up. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you so much. I had to get a new TV for it.
you did?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was
I'm just going to tell you this. You didn't need a new TV to get it to work.
I did, because I have the Apple TV, the fourth generation, and it's a whole...
It was too old.
It's, yeah, technology.
Okay,
my TV was too old to receive that signal.
I got you.
And I could have bought a splitter thing to confuse the signal.
I'm sorry I asked.
You sure should be.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
So Star Wars Rise of Skywalker coming in at number one. Number two, Jumanji, The Next Level. Third, Little Women, followed by The Grudge and rounding out the top five, Frozen 2. Guys, you ever get in a fight... And you're with your whole family, including your 74-year-old dad.
It's a pretty specific question.
And punches are thrown.
Whoa, no.
And your dad is Rod Stewart.
None of this stuff has happened to me, no.
Rod Stewart has been charged with simple battery after punching a security guard at the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach on New Year's Eve.
Who's less threatening than him?
Yeah. Right? He just sings at you. Rod Stewart told police that he and his family were trying to get the children in their group access to a private event at the hotel. The security guard working the event in the children's area said Stewart's group was unauthorized to enter and asked them to leave. They began to get loud, cause a scene. Stewart's son, Sean, then got nose-to-nose distance from the guard's face. The security guard put his hand on Sean's chest, asked him to give him space when Sean shoved him. Then Rod Stewart punched the security guard.
From the fight.
Oh, this is the fight? Ow.
He is 74.
Oh, it's still pretty serious.
Still got it.
Like forever young, right?
The long fight.
Still going, yeah. We've got to wrap this up. At some point. You done? Oh, okay. There it is.
And that was the haymaker. Right?
That was the haymaker?
I thought that was a gunshot.
No. He finally gave up trying to punch.
You think Rod Stewart could fight?
No.
I mean, I feel like he could be like a scrappy Englishman on the rough streets of Birmingham. I don't know where he's from. I don't think so.
I don't see him as much of a fighter. Mm.
And I feel like New Year's Eve, probably a little bit of alcohol is involved with at least one, if not all, of the people involved. But both father and son were charged with simple battery, which I feel is rude. Like, really? Simple?
Simple.
Like, you couldn't just be
you
like,
have to battery, demean my battery?
Right? Come on.
I'm Rod Stewart. I don't get in a lot of fights.
They've been ordered to appear in court on February 5th. Guys, it's just very, very sad. Hey, guys, actress Lori Loughlin may be coming to terms with her chances of spending serious time behind bars for her role in the college admission scandal.
Why so soon?
Yeah.
She, of course, has been accused, along with her husband, of paying $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into USC. They have pleaded not guilty. However, she has hired a prison coach to teach her martial arts so she can defend herself if she spends any of the up to 40 years that she is facing behind bars.
There was a bad movie about this. The Kevin Hart one.
Kevin Hart and was it Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell. Get Hard.
Yes.
Did she?
Wow. Is it Get Hard?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Is that?
I mean,
that,
where she got that the is idea? Not a way to
of course
avoid,
I watched it.
Yeah. To avoid conflict in prison.
I feel like that's... Maybe it is. I feel like that is where she got it. She like watched that bad movie and was like, well, I guess we got to hire someone.
I can't.
She hired Kevin Hart?
Yeah, that's a backfire. No, yeah, right? Was it the other way? Yeah, then she hired Kevin Hart, but he wasn't like a prison guy. He was like, it was like a bad hire also. Movie was bad, guys. Don't watch it. I'm stopping you from watching it.
I liked it. No, it was terrible.
I thought it was adorable. It was Kevin Hart took him to his house and Will Smith like thought all of a sudden he was a gangster.
Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell? Oh, I saw a very different one.
Yeah, Will Smith.
I saw one called
Boys.
Get Shorty.
Yeah, totally different movie.
Yeah, no, it was a cute movie. But Lori Loughlin, I mean, maybe just admit you did it.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
Yeah, you don't need to learn kung fu. Just like tell people you did it. Get out of this.
It seems a lot easier.
I'm a good coach. She should hire me. Admit to it. Just admit guilt. That's my coaching.
I'm instead going to do Krav Maga.
Yeah, it's like
what are you doing?
It's like, how do you punch in the nose so that the bone goes through the brain?
How does it, the jawbone go right through the nose?
Just admit it.
Just insane. All right, enough with this. Let's get out of here. We've worked 3 days this year, and we are exhausted.
It's too much.
We need.
I also
vacation.
Just figured out the Charlie Kaufman movies for Netflix, not for Disney Plus.
Okay, good work.
Just by looking it up for the title for you guys. So don't. What I'm saying is, like, you didn't need to get a new TV for it, and you have a whole new TV that you spent on.
All good.
Good job, Allie.
Mm-hmm. I don't
She's
know either.
Just staring at me.
Some birthdays for you: Rowan Atkinson, Norman Reedus, Eddie Redmayne, Alex Turner, and Kate McKinnon. Happy birthday! And that is what's happening.
Thanks, LA. 5 p.m. commercial free hour with Stryker and Klein is happening. Thanks to a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. We did What's Up with Florida today, and one of the stories was somebody waking up to a stranger in their house who was sucking the guy's toes.
No.
So tomorrow we're going to take your call. Somebody weird was in your house. We
do
also
they have have to be sucking your toes?
No, it could be anything. But if it did happen, let us know.
Jensen is not good at bribery, it turns out. And we've got your tickets for Coldplay at the HD Radio Soundspace, which we just announced this morning. That's coming up tomorrow.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, the world-famous K-Rock.